The Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority in Hu has destroyed a large quantity of confiscated, prohibited, unrestricted goods. The items, which include assorted pharmaceutical products, compressed Indian hemp, expired food, aphrodisiacs and banned cigarettes, were intercepted by customs officers between March 2013 and May 2016. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the sector commander in Ho, Frank Kujo Ashon, noted that the items came through unapproved checkpoints, with the Esikuma checkpoint recording the highest interception. He said the Customs Act 891 prohibits the importation of pharmaceuticals through the frontier and can only be done through the sea and airports.
The bulk of the items we are destroying this morning is made up of aphrodisiacs, compressed Indian hemp, and expired food items. These items were intercepted by customs officers between March 2013 to May 2016. Most of these items came through unapproved routes, and they were intercepted at our various checkpoints, with Asikuma checkpoint being the greatest checkpoint that we intercepted most of these items. Now, with pharmaceuticals, importation of pharmaceuticals through the frontiers is banned. Pharmaceuticals can only be imported through the seaports and the airports. So those goods that came through the frontiers are supposed to be intercepted and seized. Now, with the compressed Indian hemp, most of them were abandoned because the owners know the implications. So those goods were abandoned.
Mr. Ashon therefore advised importers to use the right routes to avoid any legal action. He also called on farmers to desist from turning their farmlands into the cultivation of Indian hemp, as the law will deal with them when caught. He entreated the public to assist the Customs Division in its fight against the importation of prohibited and restricted goods by providing them with relevant information on these activities.
Now, my advice to importers is that importation of pharmaceuticals through the entry points is banned. That is by route or through the borders. It can only be imported through the seaport and the airport. Now, with the customs law, Customs Act 891, the conveyance, that is the vehicle conveying the goods. When we intercept, the driver of the vehicle and the vehicle itself will be confiscated, and the importer or the owner of the items will also face the law. So it is incumbent on drivers to inspect the luggages before the load, because as you all know, ignorance of law is no excuse. Now, some of the farmers too who are turning their farmlands into the cultivation of Indian hemp, they should desist. We are only entreating the public to give us information, because most of the interception that our men do on the road, it is through the informants. When you give us information, we would act upon it and your identity will be concealed.